Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. My name is Scott.
My name is Sachin.
And here we are, once again, searching irregularly for the truth, or for whatever we might find. And maybe we're not even really searching, maybe we're just talking. So let's not set ourselves up for anything like huge and then be disappointed. Let's just say we're just going to talk for a little while. And if any truths or irregular truths come up, that would just be great.
Did you know that Snape kills Dumbledore?
I did.
I thought I would just ruin a movie for somebody out there.
Okay. That movie's old.
No, it's like, not. The movie is not old. Like the book is old.
Rosebud.
That movie hasn't come out yet.
That movie has come out.
No, not the...
I have seen that.
The seventh one. No, the sixth
You're
one.
Right.
No.
Yeah, no. Snape kills Dumbledore in the movie that's already been out.
All right.
Yeah.
Well...
But
for those of you on DVD rentals and Netflix...
Oh, you just got burned.
You got burned.
Oh, feels so bad now I'll never see Harry Potter on the small screen. Motherfucker. All right.
And Harry Potter kills Voldemort.
He does?
He who shall not be named.
He must not be named.
That too.
Boop. Yeah, they were in that sort of category. You know, actually, for a long time, I wanted to be a soldier. And I wanted to be, let's see. Yeah.
Do you know your branch?
Army, I guess. Yeah, you know, but at that point, I didn't really distinguish too much. But I think, I don't know, maybe Marines or something like that. Though, I mean, there were all these different cool things, like you could be a pilot if you were in, you know, the Navy or the Air Force.
They have Marine pilots.
That's
also
true, they have that also. Though you wonder why did the Marines have their own jets if the Navy has jets? Like, what's the difference there?
Well, I mean, it's very confusing, actually. I mean, I think every branch has their own jets.
I don't know that the Army has air power. I mean, the Army has, like, planes for transporting stuff.
Right.
And the Army has attack helicopters, which are, I guess, they're the air cavalry.
I don't know anything
but,
about
But does the Army have any, like, fighter planes?
I would imagine. So. I mean, like, I think I'm always surprised that every branch has everything. I mean, why do Marines have fighter jets? And why
that's,
do like,
that's what I'm wondering.
I mean, so if they have fighter jets, then, like, then it must be that the Army has fighter jets also.
Well, no, I don't think so, but the Marines originally were a branch of the Navy.
I can see that.
But they're now, I think, their own branch.
Mm-hmm.
Which is again, another sort of strange thing. But
they all play different roles also, right? Like, the Marines are the first strike, and then the Navy, obviously, is the Navy in terms of, like, more, like, water assault and things like that.
Sort of boat-centric.
Although, they're naval bases for some reason. Yeah.
You gotta have somewhere to land the boats.
I guess.
You can't just have boats floating around forever.
And the Army is, like, actually very... I don't really... You know, this is a bunch of people... A bunch of civilians talking about military stuff. So I don't know how really accurate any of this is. But I thought the Army was about, like, kind of establishing sort of the hand-on-hand combat sort of, you know, taking it to the people sort of situation.
Taking it to the people. We're taking this fight to the people.
Whereas, like, the Marines just go in, and they're the first ones into the battle zone.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, their first strike, they, like, kind of take things out, and the Army kind of goes in there and, like, settles it out and, like, you know, cleans it out, maybe.
No.
I don't know if that's really an accurate description or very telling.
I have a feeling that, depending on the mission, the different branches get used in sort of the way that the commanders feel would be most fitting.
Yeah.
But there are sort of there are historical examples of that kind of being a disaster. I think the operation in Panama back in the late 80s, like, landed this enormous force of Navy SEALs, but Navy SEALs aren't trained to work in an enormous force. You know, and by enormous, I mean, like, 100 and something.
Right.
But, like, Navy SEALs are trained to work in, like, teams of 5 or something like that, you know? So it was kind of a disaster.
Really?
They did the mission and they, but, like, from a what they expected, the way they expected it to go to what actually happened, it was kind of a disaster. And probably because of the misallocation. Maybe they should have used, I don't know, Marines or Army Special Forces or something. Maybe. But
and there's so many Special Forces, right? Like, there's the Army Rangers, and then there's, the Green Berets, and then there's, well...
I think those guys might be, there might be some overlap there.
And then
there's several
There's obviously Navy SEALs, yeah. And then I'm sure there's, the Marines have, some really hardcore people on there.
Well, and then there's Delta Force.
I don't even know what that is.
They're guys who can just kill you with their eyeballs.
Actually, it's funny when, at my old company, we had this special task force, because, our product wasn't quite performing up to our competitor's product. And it was a big deal, because it's this is a big deal, we need to fix this. So we made a task force, and we had to name it, so we called it Delta. And it was this kind of joke that it's called a Delta Force, it's because Delta, engineering is change. Mm-hmm. So it's this is the change we need to make to get our, there's a difference between the two of us, and that's a Delta. But also we're a special tactical force. They basically kind of some of the best people from all the different groups, so that you can analyze all the different aspects of the product, trying to make it better. So that was Delta Force. It was kind of funny. Anyway, what else did you want to be?
Let's see. So, yeah, I would say, Cowboy was probably in there at some point. I do remember Ryder being in there, yeah. I think Soldier was sort of the predominant one when I was a kid. Then probably around the time of getting an interest in comic books and being a comic book artist, I may have moved away from Soldier. I would say definitely by the time I was in high school, I no longer wanted to be a soldier. And then at least it wasn't number one choice on the list. Then what did I want? High school, I don't know if I could tell you what I wanted to be. Maybe a movie star or something like that,
I want to be I've always wanted to be a rock star, and I think rock star is the most awesome job ever.
That would be cool.
Actually, I think the one time when it really kind of came together and made me realize that there's obviously no way I'm gonna be a rock star, but to be a rock star would be awesome. I was in San Diego, and I went to this, it was this outdoor street festival called Street Scene.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big festival, and they have a bunch of different bands playing at the same time. It's some sort of, you've been to a festival before where there's a bunch of bands playing, and they're all overlapping and stuff like that. Yeah. So we were going to see the Black Crowes,
mm-hmm.
and they said that they were going to come on at 10:20 or something like that. And so we got there, maybe 10 o'clock, or I'm not sure when, it's such a long time ago, but we were there waiting. And usually for festivals, things start right on time, because you only play 40-minute set, and everybody has to be timed. And I feel when you go to concerts, sometimes they're a little delayed here or there. Okay, fine. But it's for a festival, usually it's right on time.
Right.
They showed up 20 minutes late. And everybody was standing there, and it's and then let's say they're supposed to come out at 10:20, at 10:35, somebody came out, and it was a roadie, but nobody knew that until, they didn't recognize him, so he came out and was woo! He's oh, it's a roadie. And I'm what's he doing? It's he goes out and he lays down a sheepskin rug. And then he goes back off stage. And it's dude, that is what it's all about. And then Chris Robinson came out and, was singing, and he's the singer of the Black Crowes, and he had no shoes on. Basically, he was playing his show, and the sheepskin rug or whatever was there, so he could stand barefoot and do this thing. And it was that must be the best job ever. Show up late. Your job starts at 10:40. Your job today in San Diego is to play a 40-minute set. You showed up late to it.